Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was thinking of wearing my U.S. men's national team jersey today. And yeah, I'm born in the U.S. I believe that we will win. It's so embarrassing.
Did you move into the Outlaws section last night?
There's no chance. There's no chance by the American Outlaws. Like, they've got the one thing where they all just, they clap. And then basically it's everybody clap your hands. Just, they think it looks cooler. And then I sound like such a hater right now, man. Such a hater because Uruguay got their ass beat last night. But it's just the chance just don't hit. Anyways, I guess we got to do this. We got to talk with Chris Whittingham after it's literally worst possible timing for me because I can't avoid talking about Uruguay and the U.S. men's national team. Our favorite soccer broadcaster, Chris Whittingham.
Whoa! I'm sitting right here.
Again, I repeat, our favorite soccer broadcaster, Chris Whittingham, commentator and host. And truthfully, it's Witty 1, Daniel Solana 2, and XFL 3. Commentator and host at CBS Sports. MLS commentator Apple TV joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Witty, we've got a massive Inter-Miami playoff game coming up, second round of the MLS playoffs. The farthest Inter-Miami has ever reached. And has probably the highest expectations because they got out of the first round that they've ever had under or with Leo Messi. But I guess I have to start with the U.S. men's national team. I'll put my emotions aside because I'm gutted about Uruguay's performance last night. That was wildly impressive by the U.S. men's national team, who I don't want to call them a B squad that played yesterday. But
the Sounders.
It was a lot of players that they were missing at the top level.
Mauricio Pochettino would be very offended if you called them a B
player. I saw
he was upset about this after the game.
I saw that.
He got very upset. There are no B players. There are no reserves. It is just the players that wear the shirt of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
U.S. men's national team took the field. Yeah, I mean, you say sort of a completely dominant, but also completely surprising in my view. I did not see that coming in every respect. Now, I know that Uruguay are a side that are struggling a little bit. There's a little bit of a crisis now around the coach, and I think a lot of that conversation will ramp up now because of this victory. But I think what you saw in the game was a level of fight that we don't really see very often from the U.S. men's national team that I think Pochettino has absolutely instilled into them. And it's the level of quality play, brilliant goals, and ideas. And I think a lot of people expected this to happen quickly, that because the United States were hosting the World Cup, because a lot of people perceived Greg Berhalter to be a bad coach, that by bringing in a coach with European pedigree, a coach who's done so much in the European game, that from one day to the next, it would be this incredible transformation. But I think he has undergone a process over a length of time. I kind of was on the call for towards the beginning of it. They lost to Panama in the semifinal of the CONCACAF Nations League in March. And that was a real eye-opener for him in terms of the work that he felt he had to do. Just instill a sense of what I think people, if they do like the U.S. men's national team, like about them, which is grit, outrunning, outplaying, and out-athleting their opponents, which they kind of lost in the pursuit of trying to play the game on the level of other teams when, as yet, they're not quite good enough to do that. So I think Pochettino has undergone this process and given him a ton of credit for getting to this point, because I think it's probably the best result for the U.S. men's national team since they last won a knockout game, really, at the World Cup, which would have been in 2002, I guess you can say, getting beyond the group stage and beating some top-level opponents in 2014 and 2022. But this is an impressive result, as we've seen from a very long time, for the U.S.
So, Witty, do you think that this performance is a flash in the pan one time, only got a good night type deal, or is this something that, especially when they get back Pulisic and McKinney and Tyler Adams, when those guys, the A-team, when those guys come join the lineup again, join the group, is this something that now you can kind of set your expectations for, or is this just Team USA catching Uruguay on a bad night?
I think a little bit of both. I do think that this is Uruguay at their absolute worst. And I'm sure Solana knows what the high level of that looks like and what the low level of that looks like. But also, you look at the last five games for the U.S., they've won four and they've drawn one against a pretty high level opposition. Three teams from South America, Japan, who will expect to compete well at the next World Cup, and a draw against Ecuador and a win against Australia. So I think it's all teams that they're playing now that will be at the World Cup. There'll be another set of tests for them in March. They're supposed to play against Portugal and against Belgium during that window. And if we start to see this side be competitive against teams of that level, you start to say, you know what, then they can be competitive against teams of that level at the World Cup. But I guess the one thing that does sort of dull this sort of momentum, I guess if you can call it, is that they don't play again until March. And so it's four long months of trying to keep something together, hoping players hit a level of form at club level, maintain a level of health as well over the course of that period. But I think what Pochettino has done over this window is show that the pool can go 20, 25 deep, which was not often the case. You kind of could pick the starting 11 or Greg Berhalter fairly easily. And now those spots are up for grabs, which I think a lot of people thought was sort of manufactured competition, but now it seems to be genuine competition in this group of players.
Witty, before we move to Inter Miami, one more question regarding international play. Haiti clinched a spot in the World Cup, first time in 50 years.
That was awesome.
That Haiti clinched a spot in the World Cup. And for those who don't know, there are more teams in the World Cup this year, but Haiti was in a group with, I believe, Honduras. I know they beat Nicaragua yesterday, but there's one more team that I'm missing there. I think Costa Rica. Oh, we lost Chris Whittingham. We'll try to get him back here for a second.
Did you see them after winning their match on cell phones, huddled up on the pitch, waiting for that Costa Rica-Honduras game to finish?
Right. So Costa Rica was in that group. Honduras. These are teams who have frequented the World Cup out of CONCACAF. And Haiti isn't even playing their games at home. They've been playing them in Curaçao because of, you know, the ongoing situation in the country of Haiti. The fact that they made a World Cup is no joke. One of, in my opinion, Woody, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the craziest stories in sports in a very long time.
That's a great point. Just because of the backdrop of everything that you say, which is that everything that's going on in that country, the number of people that have fled, the way that the country is being run right now. I'm not going to get into Haitian politics, but I know that it's an incredibly difficult situation for a lot of people there. It's an incredibly difficult situation for a lot of people that live in Miami, that, you know, one of the bigger expat communities for Haitians. And so the fact that now that they have something to rally around, something that reminds them why they love their country, why they love being Haitian, I think is absolutely beautiful. And it is kind of a bummer. That would have been a home game. That would have been a home game they would have been playing and clinched the World Cup. And they also, the fans in the stands would have been watching their phones. So I think in that respect, it's a little bit of disappointment. But yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing it because of the 16 spots that have been added, a number of teams that have gone a very long time without being at the World Cup. And I think we're seeing in this qualification cycle, it lead to a greater sense of joy really around world football. I think, honestly, the three best moments that we've seen in this year have happened in the last week. Haiti qualifying, Scotland qualifying was amazing yesterday as well. Yeah. Their first time since 1998. And even the Republic of Ireland making the playoffs was an amazing scene. And these things would not be possible in the previous format. I don't think that countries of this quality would be there. And I think in the overall, obviously Gianni Infantino gets a lot of blame, and he is not the most likable figure in the world. And there's a lot of things that are fairly loathsome, but expanding the World Cup, I think, has been an absolute win so far. We'll see if that translates next year when we get to the actual thing. And I think the expanded Club World Cup was an absolute win over the summer as well. So I have to give them a modicum of credit for basically making the other parts of the world besides major European football and the top South American teams accessible to something that the world loves.
Chris Whittingham, again, he's an MLS broadcaster on Apple TV. He's a soccer commentator as well for CBS Sports. Whitty, let's get into Inter Miami this Sunday. Win or go home, single elimination. They're going to play against a team. I don't know if I'd call them a rival, but certainly they've had some really good matches in the past couple years since Messi's been here. Plus, Appel is basically calling them Inter Miami Light because a bunch of ex-Inter Miami players are over there. What do people who maybe don't really follow Inter Miami, don't follow the MLS, what do they need to know about this game on Sunday?
Well, I think, first off, the most important thing is that it's away from home. Mm. I think they've been very good at home this year at Chase Stadium, and they've kind of figured out how to play there. But now you're going to go into an incredibly difficult environment in FC Cincinnati, where I think that's going to be a sold-out stadium. I think we saw in the earlier away match that they played this year, it's not one of these places where you go and you see a lot of pink in the crowd. There are not a lot of Messi tourists that will be there. It will be an incredibly pro-Cincinnati crowd. They will be hostile towards Messi. I believe in the game that they played there earlier this year, they booed every time he touched the ball. Basically, not as like, we hate Messi, but in terms of, you're not coming here and getting a kind crowd, a bunch of people that are just happy to see you. No, this is an incredibly competitive game. So I think the fact that it's away from home makes it really hard. And I think so far this season, when you look at how Cincinnati have played, they have been a team where their performances aren't great, but they always seem to win. And that's how they ended up as the second seed in the East. If you look at the, you know, advanced analytics, they don't actually show as a very good team, but yet their record in one goal games really for the last 2 or 3 years has been really good. So in one goal situations. Sorry, I keep stepping on you.
No, I thought you were stopping both times. We've done plenty of shows together, literally going back to when we were teenagers. It's amazing we don't have the chemistry somehow in 2025. But I want to ask you, given that they're going into that environment, that Inter Miami hasn't been as good on the road, how do they overcome those circumstances? Is it just, hey, they need Leo Messi to have a couple of Leo Messi moments? If not, they're screwed.
I mean, it could be. It could be. I will say, though, the game three that they played against Nashville in the first round of the playoffs was a real indication that they can form a more collective identity. I'm sorry, Solana, there's just one problem. That collective identity was formed while Luis Suarez was out suspended for the game. And I really do think that there was something in the way that they played in that game without Suarez, that they were much more athletic, they were much more mobile, they're much more difficult to play against, because you can carry Messi, but I'm not certain you can carry 2 and 3 guys that aren't there performing their defensive responsibilities. I think you saw in the game there was that real sense of collectivity. So I think if Suarez goes back into the starting lineup, which you would almost certainly assume that he will, I think it becomes much more of a moments team, and you have to win the moment. Cincinnati absolutely can too, because They've got some really top-level players in Kevin Denke and Evander that have been superb this season. But it's on Suarez, it's on Messi to go win the moments and make sure you're not leaky defensively and giving away bad goals. But this team is not going to be overawed by Miami, which I think Nashville can be at times. And I think they can certainly get at them in vulnerable areas because they just won't be as defensively solid with Suarez in the team.
I don't disagree, by the way, Witty. I know Suarez hasn't played very well this season, and he's also missed time because of his antics on and off the field. But when you look at overall what a win means and what a loss means, I know we had touched on this about a month ago when you joined us right before the playoffs, but there's no doubt when you talk about the U.S. trying to grow the game and the MLS trying to grow the game and trying to make soccer, you know, more liked so we don't get texts when you come on to talk about the MLS of people upset, Messi moving on here is certainly ideal for the MLS. But again, do you think this is one of those where, like, they genuinely care about the result in these games? Because I think they do. I really think Messi wants to win an MLS Cup title.
Oh, man, he got absolutely riled up in that game three against Nashville. There was this one player for Nashville who just is 5'7". I think he's Swedish, Eddie Tagseth. And he's just a pest on the field. He's bothering everyone. I think Messi had enough, and he nutmegged him twice. And I think it was sort of that level of, I'm not having this. I'm not having going to MLS and not being successful, not being able to win MLS Cup, the trophy that everyone cares about. They won the Supporter Shield, they won Leagues Cup, but this is the thing that you judge success by in the league. This is a playoff-based system. You got to go win in the playoffs. And I know that sounds very sports talk, radio-y, very hokey, but they have to win in the playoffs. And I think these are the moments where you expect Messi to deliver game in and game out. And so, yeah, I mean, there is no real pressure in that he's still the GOAT, and it doesn't really matter if you add MLS Cup to that mantle in order to legitimize him. But yeah, he absolutely wants to win. They kind of have to win in order to legitimize this entire thing that they've undergone for 2.5 years now. They have the most talent in the league. They have the greatest soccer player of all time. Go show it for 4 straight playoff rounds. And yeah, I think in some ways you almost feel bad for them a little bit because there very much is much more pressure on them losing than credit for them winning until they get to the final, which if they got to the final would be at home. But yeah, for the league, for the team, for the whole experiment, it needs to come with winning and playoff winning for sure.
I'm going to ask you the cliche playoff format question here, because before you came on, we were just recapping the fact that they've got basically what a 2.5 week opening round. That's 3 games if necessary, and then a week off or 2 weeks off, and then a 1-game playoff the rest of the way. Does any of that make sense to you?
Well, I do think that in some ways you have to look at the calendar. The calendar absolutely plays a big role in it. So in order to play games after this international break, so the MLS is not in control of the schedule, right? So they have to go in accordance with FIFA. And there is an international window in November. This is part of the reason why I'm sure you've probably seen in the news that they are changing the calendar.
I was going to ask you about that next, yeah.
Right. They're going from August to May because they want to have a playoff system with momentum where it's all in one continuous period from beginning to end, and it sort of builds drama and narrative throughout. So I think the 3-game series is to kind of fill an amount of time until the November international break without completely killing the momentum of your playoffs. So I think, no, I think in an ideal world, you stick with one playoff format all the way throughout until a one-off final. But yeah, I think this system, honestly, in some ways, Miami almost benefits from having played 3 games, because if they had 3 weeks off, there are two teams that won their first round series in 2 games in the best of 3, and they've been off for 3 weeks. And I don't think that's very good either. So I think they almost benefit from having played. But yeah, I think this is just the nature of soccer where these international windows pop up in the middle of the season and you have to kind of figure out how to adjust around it.
Chris Whittingham, you're going to be on the call tomorrow, Chelsea, Barcelona, and the UEFA Women's Champions League. Where can people watch that, Woody?
That game is on Paramount Plus. So subscribe to Paramount Plus. We have a ton of soccer now. Men's, women's, international, domestic. You can find a lot of soccer there. Obviously, the UEFA Men's and Women's Champions League. Serie A, which I'll be on the call for on Sunday. The Milan Derby is the probably biggest game of the year. Inter and Milan, Sunday from 2:45. Those matches are available on Paramount+.
Inter, top of the table, but AC Milan a couple points back or 5 points back?
Yeah, it's 1 point between the top 4 in Serie A. So wow. Inter, Napoli, Milan and Roma are all within 4 points of each other, or within 1 point of each other, four spots of each other.
Chris Whittingham, Witty, we appreciate you, and thanks for not rubbing it in about Uruguay's historic loss.
It must
have
been a long old drive home. Long old drive home.
I mean,
for you.
The most historic loss maybe in Uruguay history, and I drove 5 hours there, watched the game, paid to watch the game, and then drove 5 hours back after the game.
So you're getting home at 2 a.m., and all you're thinking about for the 5 hours is, Jesus, did we get destroyed tonight?
Yep.
And it's not even the kind of destroyed that happens over time. It was 4-0 after 38 minutes. That is apocalyptically bad.
Start to finish, there was nothing to celebrate about except for one goal, but you're already down 4-0, so who cares?
Yeah, right. It was a great goal, though, at least. It was a very nice goal.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us. So I have a ton of respect for you and your program, so thank you.
Chris Whittingham, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you, Woody.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.